Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fozzie, appreciate the time. How are you?
Yes, sir, man. What's going on? I am doing well. The buzz is alive and well out here in Austin this week in preparation for that huge game. So appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So far, what have been the early impressions now, a year and a game in on Steve Sarkisian's Sark in Austin, Texas?
You know, it's been a tricky roller coaster per se. You look at a season ago when Texas went 5-7. You had really high hopes going into the season, built some momentum early on in some of those non-conference games, and then that first game in conference against Texas Tech where you had an absolute showing of offensive dominance, and then, man, just really falling apart the rest of the way, and then obviously getting a taste of what that SEC football life was about against Arkansas in week two last year wasn't probably what Steve Sarkisian had on his plate as well. But coming into the offseason, man, Steve Sarkisian and company, they recruited extremely well given the circumstances that they went 5-7 and had such a horrible showing in his first year. I thought that was signs of a positive coach and a positive outlook on what this Texas team could be like, because if people were believing in what Sark could do, and then he returns in the number five recruiting class in the country and had the best offensive line signing class that Texas has ever had since they started computing those stats, I thought there must be a buzz in a positive direction that, you know, Sark is the guy that could possibly turn Texas around. And looking at week one so far against ULM, I know the opponent isn't of the same caliber, but the team definitely looked like a better version of what we saw a season ago, and they seem to be heading in the right direction.
It was obviously clear he's doing a heck of a job recruiting. Everyone knows that they got Arch Manning. Since you're on the ground there, and Arch's going to be entering that campus next year, we'll see if he'll be the starting quarterback or it'll be Quinn Ewers. We'll get to that in just a second. Anything behind the scenes on the recruitment of Arch Manning and how Sark got him to go to Texas?
You know, the biggest thing that I've heard, and I haven't heard, like, I guess the true reason why, but, I mean, Arch has been on a statement saying that, you know, he wanted to go somewhere where he felt comfortable and could find himself playing at the next level eventually, and who could prepare him best for that opportunity. And you look at Sark's track record with quarterbacks that he's had in his system, and you can see he has a long list of guys that have performed and have performed at a high level on so many occasions with different teams and different conferences. So I think that might have been probably the biggest recruiting tool that Sark didn't even have to probably tell Arch Manning. It was part of the product of what Sark has been able to do over the course of the past 20 or so years, that you can see the proof is in the pudding with him. And I think that probably allowed Arch Manning to feel very confident in his choosing of pairing up with Steve Sarkisian at the University of Texas.
Fozzie Whitaker here with us. When we get to this weekend, I'll just get to it right out of the gate. What do you expect out of Quinn Ewers up against this unbelievable Alabama defense?
Man, I think that's the million-dollar question, right? Everybody's wondering. This is a guy, Quinn Ewers, that had his first collegiate start first full collegiate game. Well, I guess not even a full game since he didn't finish out through the third quarter after Texas had a sizable lead. But he got his first meaningful snaps at the collegiate level. And I can say one of the things that I was most impressed with was he faced adversity early on in that game. On his second collegiate pass, he threw an interception, and we wanted to see how he would respond. And I thought he responded beautifully. Sark obviously helped him out with the play calling, and then Bijan became his best friend. But we witnessed what it was like to handle adversity and how would he respond to that. And I thought he did a phenomenal job with that. This matchup this weekend, it's no ULM, that's for sure. He's not going against the Warhawks anymore. But I think this will be a great barometer and a measuring stick for him to be able to see, you know, what it means to play the top talent in the nation, what it means to play one of the top coaches to ever have coached the game, and, you know, where did the coin stack up, and how favorable is the matchup for Bama, or how favorable are some of those matchups for Texas? And I think we'll all get an opportunity to see that, and I think Quinn will be prepared for the moment, obviously given Sark's tenure with Nick Saban and his experiences that he's had playing underneath Saban. I think Sark will have a great offensive game plan ready to help combat some of these explosive defenders that Alabama has on the defensive side of the ball.
Fozzie Whitaker here with us. I think Quinn Ewers is a top five storyline in college football, because if he balls out this year, you basically end the quarterback competition that's going to happen in the offseason. It's going to be tough to sit Quinn Ewers if he plays really well, and then maybe have Arch Manning on a bench for a season. At the end of the year, how do you think we're talking about Quinn Ewers?
You know, I think it'll be in that form of fashion where he has solidified the starting job. Whenever I look at what he was able to do well and some of the things that he could still work on, obviously being a freshman in that first-time game-type environment, decision-making is going to be critical and key, especially this week going against a team like Alabama. You can't afford to have turnovers, especially not turnovers on your side of the field. So you got to be very wise, and you got to be smart with the ball. Make sure you're getting the ball on time, out of your hands. Find that rhythm and that pace to allow you to hopefully stay on schedule, because if you get out of schedule, that's whenever Alabama, those guys, Will Anderson and Dallas Turner, will pin their ears back and make it hard for this Texas offense to get something going. But for Quinn Ewers, he got to continue to play like he knows how to play. We saw the arm talent on display a week ago. A couple of passes to Jatavion Sanders that were just like wow moments. Him getting those off-balance throws, those completions out to the backs. Bijan obviously got a touchdown out of the backfield, being able to utilize those playmakers in space. But if he can continue to build off of what he did in week one, if he can have a solid showing again this week, I think his confidence levels will be off the roof. And then I think that was all that he would need in order to solidify himself as the guaranteed starter moving forward until, you know, it's his time to hopefully enter into the NFL draft.
When we flip gears to the defensive side of the ball for Texas, it's such a tough task for what Texas has to go up against offensively, since you have Will Anderson going after your quarterback. But when you look at their offense, they may have the best quarterback in college football, the Heisman Trophy winner from a year ago in Bryce Young. It's almost impossible to slow down this Alabama offense unless if you're Georgia in the national championship game. What is the approach this week defensively for Texas other than going to the church and praying?
You know, that's probably the number one thing that they need to do is make sure they are in that church house, understanding that, you know, Nick Saban done recruited some guys that can absolutely ball out. But the first game plan that I always look at, and this is the game plan that I remember whenever I used to play for Coach Brown, whenever I played for the Panthers as well with Ron Rivera, you got to stop the run. And that is what Alabama loves to do. They will establish the run within any game, and it doesn't matter who the running back is. Obviously, Bryce Young is a runner himself, so you got to account for him as an additional runner in the pocket. But I think you got to stop the run. Take the line of scrimmage away from what Bama wants to do, which is obviously easier said than done. But if you can start playing on their side of the ball from the snap, creating penetration up front, allowing yourself to be able to be more physical at the point of attack. That's what we saw Georgia doing a season ago in the national championship game, is Georgia got a lot more physical than Bama up front and started to negate that run game. And if you can do that, it starts to make Alabama one-dimensional. And one thing that Bryce Young does not like is pressure in your face. And that's not just Bryce Young. That's a quarterback's worst enemy, honestly, is just pressure in the pocket or pressure in your face. So after you're able to, if you can stop the run, you need to be able to collapse the pocket and keep Bryce Young sitting in there, because if he gets outside of the pocket, that's where a lot of damage is done and creates those big plays. But if he's pressured in the pocket, it's a lot harder for him to see over those taller offensive and defensive linemen, and it just makes it a lot harder to complete those passes. So I think the biggest thing that this Texas front will have to do is be able to penetrate and cause some havoc up front, whether it's stopping in the run game or being able to penetrate and contain Bryce Young in the pocket on drop-back passes. That gives Texas a chance to hopefully stay close and make some plays or turnovers late in the game.
Hitting up the rest of the Big 12, Fozzie Whitaker, Baylor BYU this weekend. I can't wait for that late night game. What do you think the difference is there?
Man, that is obviously one of the most anticipated games as well for this week. Whenever I was breaking down the most significant games within the Big 12 conference, I actually dubbed this Baylor BYU game as the most significant, because a season ago we saw what Dave Aranda was able to do whenever BYU came into town, and Baylor absolutely controlled the line of scrimmage and really dominated that BYU team. But not only were they able to dominate them on the field, they were able to take that same confidence with them the rest of the season and instill that into Big 12 conference play, and eventually wound up as the Big 12 champion. So I can see this game having that sort of impact again for Baylor. If they're able to go on to the road where it's going to be an extremely hostile environment and come away with a win, especially if it's a sound win and be more physical than what this BYU team has shown on tape so far, that can prove a significant confidence booster for this new-look Baylor team with Blake Chapin at the quarterback. But if BYU is able to find a way and get the victory, Baylor still has a chance, obviously, to win the Big 12, but it could catapult BYU into another opportunity for them to have that same confidence booster that allows them to get on a hot streak. And their schedule is not favorable, but if they get on a hot streak against Baylor and prove to have that momentum the rest of the way in their first probably 5 weeks of the season, man, you could be looking at a playoff team if they can come away with that unscathed with the momentum they can generate this weekend.
Now, how about that? Fozzie Whitaker here with us. Brent Venables, year one, there's high expectations. I think Oklahoma could win the Big 12. You have Dylan Gabriel at the quarterback position. How do you think the transition from defensive coordinator for all those years to head coach will go for Brent Venables?
Man, everything that I have heard about that Oklahoma camp has been extremely positive. I played against Coach Venables, so I know exactly how well-versed he is as a defensive coordinator. His resume also speaks for himself while he was the DC at Clemson and at Oklahoma. So he is well-respected around the country. And then seeing the way that the recruits have responded to it, I talked about Steve Sarkisian this offseason, but the way Brent Venables has been able to recruit this offseason as well, not having even played a single game, I thought was truly indicative of the type of culture and the type of people that he wants around on campus in Norman. And I thought he's done a phenomenal job of assembling his staff and getting people in the right places at the right time. And you saw that obviously a week ago, the way that they were able to dominate UTEP going up 21-0, it seems like, before 5 minutes was even into the game. That just shows how powerful the brand of Oklahoma is, and how powerful whenever you have somebody like Brent Venables at the helm, everybody wants to follow. And Jeff Levy is an excellent offensive coordinator who's going to put Dylan Gabriel in the best opportunities. And whenever you have playmakers like they do on the offensive side of the ball, and then you look at Reggie Grimes and Billy Bowman making plays on the defensive side of the ball the way they were, David Owegbu as well, manning down the middle linebacker position, this is also a championship conference, Big 12 conference championship caliber team that can win the Big 12 this year in Brent Venables' first year.
Who's your pick, by the way, to win the Big 12, Fozzie Whitaker?
I actually picked Oklahoma State, and the reasoning why, it really doesn't make sense, but it kind of does. But Baylor is the favorite by media, and that is probably understandable why, especially the way that they move the ball against Albany and the expectations that they have. But it's really hard to repeat as a conference champion if your name is not Oklahoma. It really hasn't been done before. So it would be really hard, in my opinion, for Baylor to repeat as a champion just because history proves otherwise in the Big 12 Conference. I didn't pick Oklahoma just because I thought there was still too much fresh of a turnover with the guys that have left, and then first year for Brent Venables trying to establish the culture that he wants. Even though he has a talented roster, I just thought it could surmount to a little too much at the end of the day. But the most consistent and longest tenured coach in the Big 12 was my go-to pick because Mike Gundy has been there. He's done it. He has a very, very solid team, and he has the most veteran quarterback. And that was probably the biggest key reason why I picked Oklahoma State is because Spencer Sanders, the returning first-team All-Big 12 quarterback, is coming back for his final season. He has the most experience in the Big 12. He has the greatest connection with Mike Gundy, and that defense typically throughout three quarters against Central Michigan, they look like remnants of what Jim Knowles had them playing like a season ago. So if you compare that up with excellent quarterback play with Spencer Sanders accounting for 6 touchdowns, I felt like Oklahoma State was going to be a really, really tough team to beat. So I picked Oklahoma State because of that veteran leadership at the quarterback position and the longest tenure coach in Mike Gundy in the Big 12.
Last thing I'll ask you, Fozzie Whitaker, and I want to end you on an NFL point. You played a few years with the Carolina Panthers. Are you a believer in Baker Mayfield now as their quarterback one?
You know, I've always been a believer of Baker Mayfield. I mean, I got to see the guy grow up in the Austin area. He played at Lake Travis High School, which is basically QBU for high schools, and he did a phenomenal job at the high school ranks, and then he'd get to college, and his story is obviously well documented, going from Texas Tech and then going to Oklahoma and doing what he does there on a national stage and being a Heisman winner as well. And then going into Cleveland, and you can see his rookie year, man, he was phenomenal, on point, having that team headed in the right direction. And I think injuries kind of derailed the narrative that he wants to write. But now that he is completely healthy and got a fresh new look and a new teammate in Christian McCaffrey, I think the pairing of those two guys will be extremely explosive and dynamic. And I know C-Mac as a competitor, as one of the ultimate competitors, and in that same vein, I can definitely see Baker Mayfield being one of those ultimate competitors as well. So the pairing of those two on the offensive side of the ball, I think, will prove more successful than what we've seen Carolina in the past couple of seasons.
He's Fozzie Whitaker. Make sure you check him out. Big 12 Radio on the Longhorn Radio Network calling the games. Always appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me on. Y'all have a good one.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.